This recording, Hubei 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "comma, comma," which Sarah thought whether was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I was born in China, in a city called Wuhan, which is in the middle of China, sort of. It's like kind of like it's like at the center between Hong Kong and Beijing, and from Shanghai to the west of China. So it's like at that midpoint road. So all the railways went through it, and there was like a huge river that cut through it to the west of China. And I remember being a little, I don't remember much because I left China when I was 6. And I remember saying to my grandma, because my dad was the first to leave. He left 1 year before me and my mum moved to Australia. And I remember saying to my grandma that I'll go there for a day and then I'll come back. And the reason I was saying that was because I remember my dad was always, when I was small, like I was horrible at eating. Like, I think it was because apparently when I was smaller, when I first began eating solid food, my dad started showing off and stuffed me with heaps of food, like little goose eggs and stuff. And apparently that after a while, like, I got sick of food or I kept choking on my food. And because I kept choking, I never wanted to eat my food. And like, so he would always like smack me and make me eat my food.